Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.
Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
This is Kevin Swanson, father of five, Mike's side here today. It's good to have you tune in with us. And 35% of children born without fathers in this country. You know, the family is disintegrating. We've talked about this. Things have just gotten worse since the 1980s. And what's going on with this? As fathers, we're concerned. Of course we're concerned. And we assume you're concerned as well. And that's why you're tuning in with us today. American children are testing in the ranks of third world countries in the areas of math and science. And the war against boys continues. We've talked about that a number of times. The war against boys' wages in the education system. The Democratic legislature in Colorado wants to solve the problems by what? Increasing funds for education. Introducing mandatory kindergarten for boys. Working towards forced immunizations. So the problem is just getting worse. And we expect it's going to get worse. At least with 90% of the population. Now, why is this? Well, most education today is ignoring the most important time-tested principles of educating children. They're doing a lot of other things, but they aren't maximizing on the time-tested principles, and that's what we cover on Nuts and Bolts Friday. This is Nuts and Bolts Friday today. Now, you're not going to find the Colorado legislature, or teaching colleges, for that matter, going through God's textbook on education. They just ignore it. And in the end, they miss the most obvious lessons of all, the preeminent principles. And that's what we're covering on Fridays, Nuts and Bolts Fridays, here on Generations. You know, somebody recently said the brightest light in education today is home education. This wasn't me. This is a quote from one of the top leaders of the public school establishment in Colorado. Now, why does he say that? Homeschoolers have been scoring in the 75th to 90th percentile in nationally standardized tests. And the average homeschool 8th grader is testing 4 grade levels above the national average. That, according to the Reitner study, and we've covered this in previous weeks. Homeschoolers are 3 times more likely to get master's degrees. And homeschoolers are 14 times more likely to provide civic leadership once they are out in society. Why is this? It's not because their parents are professional certified teachers. We've gone over that. Why is homeschooling such an improvement on the educational standards in this country? Why? Well, we're going to talk about the factors of success today on Generations. And even if you don't homeschool, you need to listen to this. You need to find and discover the factors of success that seem to work in the homeschool environment. If you maximize on these things, I believe that God will bless the education and training of your children. What are we doing as parents that is more important as raising the next generation? That's the subject today on Generations. We'll be back in just a moment. My name is Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nuts and Bolts Friday. Only have 30 minutes a week for radio. You found the right program. We condensed for your convenience. This is Generations. And on Nuts and Bolts Friday, we're going over how to educate a child. And we have looked at the success of homeschooling. But we're going deeper. We want to find the factors for success. And if you missed last Friday, we started with the first factor of success, which was the principle of protection. But today we're going to move on to the principle of character. We want to discuss how important character is in the education of a child. And I believe this is one of the reasons why we do not have a level of success in our nation in the area of academics. The education of a child involves the development of a child physically, intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. You've got to protect your child in those areas, but how do you do it? How do you educate a child? Well, character is an essential part of it. This lesson was pounded home to us. A number of years ago, when we were potty training our fourth child, we'd been changing diapers for, it had to have been 6, 7, 8 years straight up to that point. We wanted to have a little break, and Brenda was pregnant with our fifth. It would have been a few months. So we decided it was time to potty train Bethany. So we took Bethany one Saturday, and we put her right smack in the middle of the kitchen floor. There's lots of linoleum for, I think, obvious reasons. And we sat her down in the potty chair, and we said, okay, today's the day, little girl, it's time to go on the potty. So that was the lesson, and we worked that through a good part of the day. It goes in there. And we tried singing the songs and, you know, squirting the water in there and all the rest, and it just wasn't working. If any of you are potty trained, this kind of thing can be frustrating. And, of course, she was on the potty for half an hour at a time. She'd get up, walk around for about 30 seconds, and go in her pants, you know. That was the way the day went. Now, I was changing her clothes for, it had to be the fifth or sixth time, and I noticed she was fighting me. She was, you know, that signal, I'm not with the program, I don't want to cooperate with you. Dad, I don't want to honor you. That was the message I was getting. So something occurred to me that maybe we were working on the wrong thing. So I turned to Brenda, my wife, and said, Brenda, let's forget about potty training. Why don't we just focus on character? Because if you're anything like me, you're going to be inconsistent sometimes. It's hard to say that word even. You're going to be inconsistent in training character in a child. And by the way, the very first character lessons you teach a child, this is the very first. If you're not successful here, you won't be successful anywhere else. The very first character lesson is what? Honor your father and mother, right? And so we committed to disciplining little Bethany if she didn't obey right away with a smile on her face. That wasn't happening. We were going to, you know, train her and work on her character. We committed to doing that. And ladies and gentlemen, what happened was incredible. The next day, we woke up, we could hear tinkling. Now, that's the kind of sound that makes any parent glad. Tinkling, yes. She was going by herself. Incredible. What we learned that I went catatonic for Dave. I went catatonic for probably a good 2-3 minutes. I could not believe it. We didn't train her in potty. We had just worked on character. We were trying to be good parents and train her to honor her mom and dad. Before you knew it, she was just. It was the rest of the stuff is coming automatically. Isn't it amazing how basic character is to everything? If you get character right, sometimes academics just flow.
I want to know what songs you were singing first.
I don't remember.
Okay.
It goes in there. I have no idea. But it didn't work. That's all I know. It didn't work. The songs didn't work. It was character. That was the answer.
You mean God's program worked and the world's program didn't?
Incredible. Incredible. And, you know, Dave, I was wondering years ago, this is 2 or 3 years ago, why God didn't put something about education in the Bible. We've got all this curriculum. We got, you know, Simon & Schuster and everybody else, Bob Jones and Abeka and everybody else that produces textbooks. But why didn't God produce a textbook? If raising children is so important, if, you know, bringing out the next generation is so important, why didn't God give us any material, a textbook, just a simple textbook? For teaching our children. Why would he produce one? And as it turns out, Dave, after thinking about this for a while, it turns out, well, he did. It's just we've been ignoring it for a long time. And one book of the Bible is specifically geared to training children, to educating children. You know what that book is?
The Book of Proverbs?
You got it! You got it! And, of course, you won the trip to Hawaii and everything else. Man alive. We have been ignoring it. And I was convicted of this because we've been spending way more time on Saxon math. Our children hadn't finished their Saxon math for the day. And we homeschool. So, you know, if they hadn't done that, it was, you know, get out of bed and work on your Saxon math, kid. You know, but we've been doing that for years. And it turns out God's textbook we've been ignoring. We hadn't been working through Proverbs every day as carefully as we've been working through our geography and our history and everything else. Well, one of the things that occurred to me at that point was, okay, if God made this book called Proverbs, all it is character. It's just, I mean, basically cover to cover it's character. There's a lot of other things, but basically the gist of it is character, right? Diligence and telling the truth and all the rest play a prominent part in the book of Proverbs. So, why did God leave geography, geometry, and geology out of the book of Proverbs? That was the question. If God is smart, right? We're assuming God's smart. Okay, I think that's a safe assumption, right? He made the world and everything. So if he left these subjects out, why? Had to be a reason. Well, I've come to the conclusion the reason is because when it comes down to education, if education is a building, then character is the ground, the foundation, the cement at the bottom. The studs, the structure in the walls, and the drywall. It's the substance of education. It's most of education. It's the warp and the woof of education. But, so what's geometry, geology, and geography? What was that? Well, that's the wallpaper. That's the paint. That makes the place a nice place to live. But it's not the substance of education. The substance of education is character. Obviously, that has got to be one of the most obvious points. And folks, we don't teach the book of Proverbs in teaching schools in America. Teaching colleges in America, they don't have, you know, 3 or 4 semester classes on the book of Proverbs. I don't think. I don't even know a Christian college that does that. Why have we been ignoring God's principles? A very interesting study was done by Dr. Thomas Stanley. And the guy's written books, The Millionaire Mind and The Millionaire Next Door. He studies entrepreneurs in America. What makes them so successful? That's his question. He's been playing with that question for a number of years. And he interviewed 733 millionaires in America. He asked the very simple question, what are the factors that contributed to your success? And here's what's really interesting in this study. What he found was grades and my PhD degree was way down at the bottom of the list. Hardly any of the entrepreneurs said, you know, the fact that I got straight A's in algebra in high school really contributed to my success. No, 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 no. The top 5 factors of success, listen to this, the top 5 factors of success that millionaires, entrepreneurs in America attribute to their success were these. Number one was telling the truth. Telling the truth. And Dave, let me ask you this question. Where in the Bible do we read about telling the truth? Does that show up anywhere in the Bible?
Well, truly, it's from cover to cover. The consequences of not telling the truth are really well expounded, though, in particular in the Book of Proverbs.
Right. The Book of Proverbs. Exactly. And if you do a statistical survey of the Book of Proverbs, I challenge you to do this. Do a statistical survey. Look at which lessons are repeated more than any other lesson. The use of the tongue and telling the truth is the number one character lesson in the Book of Proverbs.
You're not lying to me, are you?
I'm telling the truth. I've read the book. Yeah. Telling the truth. Well, other factors of success that these millionaires attributed to their success, again, it wasn't great. Here it is. Self-discipline. Hard work. Now, does that show up anywhere? Yeah, it shows up in the Book of Proverbs over and over and over again. And here's another one. Having a supportive spouse. Now, where in the Book of Proverbs do we read about having a supportive spouse? Where do we have one chapter dedicated to he who findeth a virtuous woman findeth a good thing? Where do we find these things? In the Book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we forget how important character is. My son Daniel was having some troubles with algebra, his math. He does very well in math, but he was getting C's. He was getting low scores on his tests. And so we came to Daniel. We said, Dan, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You study, in Saxon math, you study four or five lessons. So study four or five lessons, then take the unit test. And if you, in the unit test you get less than 85%, son, you will have to redo all four to five lessons. So we end that challenge. Because our concern was not so much that he wasn't smart and able to handle math. Our concern was this conscientious diligence. You know, I had the impression that sort of the feet were up on the desk and we were just cruising along and not really trying very hard. So we started this new program. It was a great program. Well, as it turns out, he got something like 70% on the next test. We said, okay, bad news. You got to redo all four or five lessons. And, of course, emotion. There was some emotional development happening in this, too. He said, why, Dad? Why do I have to do all of this? I know this stuff. I said, I know you know this stuff. I'm not trying to teach you math. I'm trying to teach you character, son. I'm just using math to do it. It just happens to be the convenient mechanism whereby we can teach you some math. And ultimately, guys, character is going to be that. It's going to be the warp and the woof of education. Dave?
Now, Kevin, you're not saying that we need to go force all of our children to get A's, that is the sign of good character, but rather that if you're involved in your child's life, if you're shepherding the heart of your child, you'll be able to discern whether or not they're struggling with the concept of math or whether or not it's a character issue of diligence, and then you can address the character issue. It's far more important that we raise children to be adults of character than it is that we raise mathematicians.
Absolutely. And when it comes down to it, guys, when I was hiring in management, I wasn't looking for guys that had high grades necessarily. I was looking for guys who were hard workers, get along with people and all the rest. People you fired. Whenever I fired somebody, usually it was somebody who was lazy or somebody just wasn't doing his work, didn't want to, just had a problem with slothfulness. It wasn't the kind of grades they got in college that made the difference. It was their character that made all the difference in the world. I think you're going to find that in the free marketplace.
The only way that you're going to be able to identify whether or not it's a character issue is if you are deeply involved in the daily activities of your child's life. I'm not saying everyone has to homeschool, but how are you going to be able to discern whether or not it's math or whether or not it's character unless you're spending that kind of time?
That's exactly right, Dave. And you know what? My oldest son is 13 years old, and we're not done yet. We deal with character all the time. It's pervasive throughout life. I think sometimes, Dave, people have the impression that character, we've got character in our school. It's a 15-minute class at the end of Friday. We get a little character, but that's not God's concept of education, right, Dave? We just looked at the Book of Proverbs. It's pervasive. God expects character development to be pervasive in the education of a child, and this is why we fail. People are trying to put their wallpaper up, their geography, their geometry, up on walls that don't exist.
We're making a lot of smart sinners. What we really need is a bunch of righteous people who are wise.
Well, and of course, that's a big problem. You could raise some smart terrorists that could blow up innocent people. So, obviously, just smarts doesn't make the bill. It just simply doesn't. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a break right now. We are discussing character, the importance, the vital importance, the preeminence of character in the education of a child. Is it there in your child's education? Critical questions on Generations today. My name's Kevin Swanson. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nuts and Bolts Friday, we're talking about character today. It's got to be the warp and woof, the preeminence characteristic of education, and how is that in your family? By the way, the beginning of character, the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is what? The fear of God. And the book of Proverbs say you've got to live in the fear of God all the day long. And that's what we teach our children as we sit in our house, as we walk by the way, as we rise up, as we lie down. It's a process. It doesn't end in just 5 years or 10 years. It takes, well, 18 years, and then they keep working at it as they leave the home. I want to recommend a number of books on character that may help you in educating your children. The Little Book of Character Traits. Shepherding a Child's Heart by Ted Tripp, or What the Bible Says About Child Training, Richard Fugit. These books are excellent. They are good resources in getting you started. I want to encourage you to get at least 3 to 4, maybe 5 books on character, on training, on these issues. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what more important thing do you do in your life than raising godly children? I want to recommend these books, and you can get them by going to checkbooks.com on the web, checkbooks.com, or you can call our Check Resource Center in Parker at 877-842-CHECK, 877-842-CHEC. You can interact with this program by emailing kevin@check.org, and this is Kevin Swanson inviting you to join us again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in.
And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Driver education and training gets an F, says the Good Housekeeping magazine in March 2003. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports driver education and training could increase the chances of a fatal crash with your teenager. Why is this? What's going wrong here? Why are parents not paying attention to these vital statistics? The problem is not within the teenager, but within the training process. When you separate the classroom from the practical, you are setting yourself and your teenager up for failure. University studies have proven that the National Driver Training Institute program works and will drastically reduce the chance of teenage crashes and fatalities. National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.